I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The number of dead has reached 2,800 and it's expected to go higher. The earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria hit hard in an area that housed war-displaced Syrians.
In Syria's Idlib province, the last remaining rebel-held stronghold, many of the displaced live in dire conditions in makeshift camps. In both government and opposition-controlled areas of northern Syria, buildings weakened by years of bombings were particularly vulnerable. Carsten Hansen, director for the Middle East at the Norwegian Refugee Council, said the earthquake will worsen the suffering of Syrians already struggling with a severe humanitarian crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Many aftershocks rocked the two countries since the initial quake. In the first 11 hours, the region felt 13 significant aftershocks with a magnitude of at least 5. Another strong quake, a magnitude 7.5, hit Turkey 9 hours after the main jolt. I'm Ed Donahue.